What are we talking about? Practice? We're talking about practice, man.
This is The Game with your hosts, Jason Bishop and Drayton Hogarth.
In my opinion, that sucked.
We failed to make our coaching points and our points more compelling than their fat little girlfriends.
Oh, my God.
All right, so here we go. It's The Game on the Bishop Media Sports Network. Jason Bishop along with Kip Branch this morning, who's sitting in for Drayton. Drayton decided he's going to take off since it's Easter weekend, not a hard worker like Kip and myself. Happy Easter to you. This, again, is The Game. Hey, you can get your calls in 912-275-7017, or you go old school and email us thegame.bishopmedia@gmail. If you miss any of this show, you can stream it on demand at thesouthernsportsedition.com. This segment is brought to you by Southeast Georgia Health System and Coastal Outdoors Fishing and Hunting. Hey, by the way, wanted to mention this. Coastal Outdoors Fishing and Hunting, if you go by there, they will give you a free bag of Bass Assassin plastic worms just for listening to this show. It's like a $5 value for free because you listen to the show. While supplies last, just go in. I want my Bass Assassin plastic worms, and they'll give them to you for free.
Okay. That sounds like a pretty good deal.
It is a good deal. Another thing you could do with them, buy an Obsession bow and automatically enters you in a drawing for a Summit Viper SD climbing tree stand drawing on May the 1st. That's like a $1,000 tree stand, I think. Something like, I don't hunt. Do you hunt?
Just women.
It's going to be a long show. Already, I can tell. All right. We've got some news to pass along down in Camden County. So, for 33 years, J.C. Outlaw has called the games for the Camden County Wildcats. For 31 years, Lawton Teston has helped him. Starting next year, that will no longer be the case. J.C. Outlaw, Lawton Teston, and the color guy down there, Bruce Peavy, are all out.
That's
new era in Camden County football.
That's unheard of. J.C. Outlaw is Camden County football, okay? You know, when Camden's making all these runs in the state playoffs every year, and you know, you can't go to games because we live in Brunswick a lot of times, but you can turn on 106.3 down in Camden County, and you can listen to Wildcat football and J.C. Outlaw, and it's just not going to be the same.
It's unreal, to be honest with you. You know, those guys have done it for a long time. And so here's basically the scenario around it. The radio station down in Camden has done those games forever, and they've had JC and Lawton do those games for them. And the quarterback club is now going to take over the rights to the football games, and they're going to stream the games online. And I think there's something about you got to download the app to your phone, and then I think there's actually a fee that's involved that you have to pay to be able to watch the game on your phone or on your desktop or on your laptop going forward. And that money goes straight to the quarterback club, which, of course, assists with equipment and whatnot for the Camden County programs.
So let me get this straight. They're going to stream the games live. Is there going to be like a broadcast crew that broadcasts, or is this going to be just a game going on?
No, there is, to my understanding, there is going to be a broadcast crew, but that crew is not going to be J.C. Outlaw, Lawton Teston, and Bruce Peavy.
And that's sad.
It is sad.
Yeah.
It, to be honest, my knee-jerk reaction to it, and of course, I'll be honest with you, I have not had an opportunity to talk to the athletic director who signed on this, who's the brand new athletic director down there, Welton Coffey.
Right.
So I'd like to try and reserve my opinion until I talk to him to kind of get both sides of the story. All I have is one side right now, but I will say this. When you're J.C. Outlaw, who is Camden County football, this is, folks, let me give you an equivalent here. In the world of Camden County football, this is the same thing as the University of Georgia making the decision they're no longer going to do a radio broadcast and they're going to stream the games online and they're going to tell Larry Munson, you won't be a part of it. This is the same thing.
That would have been a civil war.
Wouldn't it have been?
Oh, yeah.
That's the same thing that's going on down in Camden County. When you have a person that has given that much time to a program, not just calling the games, but also raising money for the quarterback club at one point for many, many years, and you want to make the transition over to stream the games for the quarterback club, added revenue, I get all that. That's business. But the man deserves some type of adequate farewell.
He sure does. You know, 30, how many years?
33 years on the radio.
I've been doing Brunswick County. This will be my 11th year doing Brunswick County football, and that seems like a long time to me, but 33 years, that's three times longer than I've done Brunswick County football. That's 33 years. Wow.
And not even a farewell tour or anything like, see, if I was handling the situation, I would do it one of two ways. Because again, like the business side, business is business. Okay. So I understand that. But you've got these Lawton Teston and JC Outlaw who've given so much to the program, not just calling games. Again, they've raised a ton of money, countless numbers of dollars for that program. And so you can't just cut them loose and say, good luck. Thanks for everything. The way I would have handled it is if I were the athletic director down there, I'm like, okay, you know what? This makes a lot of sense financially, but let's wait one more year to do this. Let's do one more year on the radio, give Lawton Teston and JC Outlaw the farewell tour they deserve, and then we'll transition. Or say, okay, this makes a lot of sense. Let's go ahead and do this. But if we do this and we stray away from that radio station down there in Camden, we're going to move the radio broadcast crew over to the online games. They're not going anywhere. That's how I would have handled it, one or the other.
It may not be over yet. There's probably going to be a compromise or something. There's got to be. You just don't kick JC Outlaw out of Camden County football.
One day, JC Outlaw is going to find himself in the Georgia Association Broadcasters Hall of Fame.
Yes, he is.
And to basically tell that guy, thanks for everything. Again, it's the equivalent of Georgia football telling Larry Munson, thank you for everything, but we're moving on, and we don't want you a part of the broadcast.
Yeah.
That athletic director would get fired.
That would have been insane, but I get it. JC's a good man. I mean, you know, we play Camden every year now, and they're always so kind, always so cordial, and treat you really well when you go down there, and they're so nice when they come to Glenn County Stadium, and, you know, they got all their stuff prepared. They got scouting reports. They're top-notch, man.
This segment brought to you by Jessup Furniture and Bruce Kennedy Tire. This is the game on the Bishop Media Sports Network. Jason Bishop along with Kip Branch sitting in for Drayton Hogarth, and we're talking Camden County football broadcasting, really. Again, if you haven't tuned into the segment, JC Outlaw, Lawton Teston, 30-plus years, 60-plus years between the two of them combined, will no longer be on the Camden County broadcasts beginning this year. Unceremoniously, by the way. The attorney you need to kick butt and take names? Alan Tucker. Whether you need help with criminal law or a personal injury case, Alan Tucker is the attorney you need to get tough when it hits the fan. Stop on in downtown Brunswick at 9 St. Andrews Court, Suite 201, or schedule an appointment, 912-267-7123, online at alantuckerattty.com. That's A-L-A-N, Tucker, ATTY.com.
So here we are, slaving away at station WXYZ. We have this ad to do for a crystal ball service. Let's see. Okay, here we go. For your next close call, call Crystal Ball.
I hate to break it to you, but that's a crystal pool service.
No, let me see that. Well, that does make a difference now, doesn't it?
Tried to tell you.
Stop it.
Got anything for a pool service?
Oh, yeah, that's real easy. For a crystal pool, call Crystal Pool at 262-9260.
You just made that up.
Uh-huh.
Bruce Kennedy Tire is your hometown destination for tires. Michelin, Goodyear, and all the brands you trust. But don't let the name fool you. Bruce Kennedy Tire, located at 2928 Norwich Street, does more than just tires. Brakes, alignments, repair work, and more than I can mention. Bruce Kennedy is locally owned and operated, so you get the best service in Glynn County. So give Bruce a call at 912-264-6578. Bruce Kennedy Tire, a name you can trust.
Want to put something special in that Easter basket this year? Cunningham Jewelers has your solution. Cross pendants, many choices from sterling silver to black diamonds, starting at only $30. Also, pearl sets for your mom, daughter, and even baby, starting at $99. Cunningham Jewelers, located in beautiful historic downtown Brunswick. And remember, every girl is looking for that Cunningham bow.
The best private club value in the Southeast, Brunswick Country Club. 4 miles north of the St. Simon's Causeway on Highway 17, an original 1938 Donald Ross design restored by Mark and Davis Love. The best year-round course conditions in the Golden Isles and now offering special membership packages. Contact Dan Hogan for more information or check out BrunswickCountryClub.com. BrunswickCountryClub.com.
Herron Document Systems is your go-to source for all of your copier and printer needs. Let me tell you a true story. A local business called Herron Document Systems to see what they could do for them, and Herron Document Systems ended up saving that company over $6,400 over the contract term. Authorized dealer for Canon, Sharp, and Samsung. 35 years locally owned and operated. Give them a call, 912-267-7802, or check them out online at herronds.com.
Welcome back to the game. I'm Kip Branch with Jason Bishop on the Bishop Media Sports Network. Now we're going to go into the segment, Week in Review in Sports, from our man, Jason Bishop.
And here we go. Would there have been anything better than the Mavericks actually putting Tony Romo in that game and seeing him get dunked on? Talk about missed opportunities. The Atlanta Braves, terrible. Still off to a better start than last year. Last year, they didn't win a game until almost May. Hashtag improvement. Mitch Trubisky, the Browns are thinking about taking you number one overall. Do everything in your power to stop that. Cleveland is a quarterback black hole. When you go to the Browns, you're a quarterback you are never seen again. The Hawks made the playoffs for the 10th straight year. Dynasty. R.A. Dickey has to switch days on which he was supposed to pitch due to it being too cold for his knuckler to be effective. Next day, 6 runs. Glad he switched. The Jaguars invited and hosted Deshaun Watson this past week. Blake Bortles, you're on notice. The Braves bullpen would be a bad salesman. They can't save leads. Carmelo Anthony, I hear Los Angeles is very nice. And these are my thoughts.
Jason, I don't think you're a big Tony Romo fan, are you?
Actually, I think Tony Romo is one of the most underrated quarterbacks who have ever played.
Really?
I do. I think that he, now granted, there's a disclaimer to that.
A disclaimer, okay.
I don't think he's a very clutch quarterback, but as far as skill set, before he got injured, I would have said he's top five, skill set wise.
In the league. Okay.
He just can't win big games.
Then how's he top five in the league?
Skill set. Can you make this throw?
Can you move
in this pocket? Like, what can you do physically as a quarterback? He's top five.
He can make the throws until the playoffs.
Again, yeah, my point.
Yeah. So he's got the physical tools, but mentally it's not there, you think?
No, not at all. So this is the game on the Bishop Media Sports Network. Jason Bishop, Kip Branch, sitting in for Drayton Hogarth. This segment brought to you by Brunswick Mower Supply and Herron Document Systems. Okay, so we didn't get to our trivia question in the first segment, so we're getting to it now. And here's the deal. Kip came up with this question. And so if we don't, as a unit, listeners, if we don't get this right, Kip's keeping the gift card, is what he's told me. The gift card is $25 at Marshside Grill.
I'll use it today.
We got to get it right. We got to get it right. Okay, so here's the question. What year did the Braves start 13-0? $25 gift certificate to Marshside Grill if you call in and get that right. The number is 912-275-7017. I can't really stomach handing Kip a $25 gift card to Marshside Grill, so we got to get this right.
That should be easy. Somebody should get that quickly.
What year did the Braves start 13-0? 912-275-7017. Speaking of the Braves, they christened SunTrust Park last night.
It's a really nice ballpark. It is really nice. And the events surrounding, I watched that last night, and I watched the whole pregame. I started watching about 6 o'clock all the way to first pitch, and it was just top notch. That's a beautiful ballpark. A lot of amenities there. It's very, very nice. And I give the Braves credit. They rolled out all their retired numbers, retired jersey players. And, you know, I was thinking, we were talking before the show, Henry Aaron, 83 years old, he was out there on a cane last night, and it just hit me all of a sudden because, Jason, I was 9 years old when I watched him hit that 715th home run live on TV.
You were nine?
9 years old.
That's crazy.
That's our childhood, more my childhood anyway. And man, I thought that was the greatest thing ever to watch that ball go over the fence and watch him run around those bases. He is Atlanta Braves baseball. Hank Aaron is
out there on a cane.
You know, your time on the earth is limited, but it hit me last night for the first time that we're probably not going to have Hank too much longer. 83 years old, and for the first time in my life, the age really, really hit me in the face like a ton of bricks.
So we're also on Facebook Live right now, and so I've got a few people that are commenting the answer to your trivia question on Facebook Live, and call in. I got to get you to say it on the radio for it to count.
You better call in before 11.
912-275-7017. I guarantee you, if we end up giving this gift card to Kip Branch, the show ends at 11. At 11:15, he's sitting at Marshside Grill.
Maybe. Just give me a little bit, probably around 2-ish.
I'm surprised it would take you that long.
Yeah. I used to say somebody taught me how to say ish. That means you're always going to be late.
Yeah, my wife uses that a lot.
Yeah, a lot of females do.
Mm-hmm. All right. So, by the way, Coastal Outdoors Fishing and Hunting, free bag of Bass Assassin plastic worms just for listening to the show. Walk in there, tell them that you listen to the show. They'll give you a free bag. It's $5. $5 you don't have to spend on Bass Assassin plastic worms.
You could spend it on Diet Coke or snacks in the boat or something, you know.
All right, so coming back to the Braves last night, by the way, this segment brought to you by Crystal Pools and Catch 228. Ender Inciarte had himself a night.
He did.
When they closed the record book last night, Inciarte's name was on a ton of firsts for the stadium.
First pitch, caught the first out in the game. Did you see him kiss the ball when he threw it back in?
Yeah, yeah.
That was pretty cool. Then he hits a two-run bomb late in the game or three-run. I can't remember. It was two-run.
That was a two-run homer.
Hit it in the right field seats, and just had an overall great game last night. And Braves beat the Padres 5-2, and maybe they need to play at home more often.
Yeah, they did look like a different team than what they have looked like on the road, that's for certain. Maybe SunTrust Park will invigorate that team and get them playing better, because right now there's nowhere for them to go but up. They're in last place in the division, and they're in a tough division. I mean, you're talking about the Mets and the Nationals in the same division, which both of those teams are very, very good. And the Marlins aren't bad.
Right. They're not bad. But it's a tough division. And some things don't change a whole lot. You know, Matt Kemp comes over and he's back on the DL. He spends a lot of time on the DL, by the way.
Well, he's older. So.
But maybe he'll come back. What is he on, the 10-day retroactive April 8th?
New 10-day disabled list, which they did away with the 15-day disabled list, and now it's a 10-day disabled list, which is a huge benefit to the players. Good job on the Players Association for getting that done.
Right.
That's more games they can play, more stats they can put up, more money they'll end up putting in their pocket.
You know, Braves are a better baseball team than they were last year. They got better, you know, they got probably a little more material. I think they're going to, I don't know what the final record's going to be, but they're a better baseball team. I don't know if it'll play out during the season, but, you know, you think they're going to get rid of Freddie by trading deadline if they start going really, really bad?
I think that's the only Brave that's not going anywhere.
Okay.
And him and maybe Inciarte.
Okay.
I think those two guys are pretty much locked. Yeah, Mike Foltynewicz too. Those three guys that are on the major league roster, I think, are pretty safe. Everybody else, probably fair game if the right offer comes along.
Right. They got a pretty good ball. They could be pretty good. We'll see.
The best private club value in the Southeast, Brunswick Country Club. 4 miles north of the St. Simon's Causeway on Highway 17, an original 1938 Donald Ross design restored by Mark and Davis Love. The best year-round course conditions in the Golden Isles and now offering special membership packages. Contact Dan Hogan for more information or check out BrunswickCountryClub.com. BrunswickCountryClub.com.
Son, have her home early.
Yes, sir.
Wow, your dad sure is protective.
That's right. Daddy loves me, even more than you love your car, if that's possible.
Don't take your car to just anyone, because anybody can change your oil. But Express Lube and Car Wash will give your car the special treatment that it deserves.
Boy, I sure hope you treat me as well as you do your car.
Right now is a great time to step up to Exmark, the mower's landscape pro's trust 2-to-1 over the next best-selling brand. For as little as $26.99, step up to the new Radius, the next great zero-turn rider from Exmark, or go all the way up to the Exmark Laser Z, the top of the line for zero-turn quality. See your local Exmark dealer for complete pricing, finance details, and to schedule a free demo today.
Exmark exclusively available at Brunswick Mower Supply, conveniently located at 6203 Altama Avenue, or just give them a call. 265-2388.
During your lifetime, your feet will carry you for thousands of miles. Keeping them healthy and strong goes a long way toward maintaining an active, full life. Parkwood Podiatry Associates serves patients in Southeast Georgia and Northeast Florida with the highest regard for patient care and comfort. Dr. Bodimer and Dr. Eller diagnose, treat, and prevent foot and ankle problems such as heel pain, bunions, ingrown toenails, and diabetic foot care. They will work with your other health care providers to give you appropriate, comprehensive care. Call Parkwood Podiatry Associates for an appointment at 912-265-4766.
Bishop Media Sports Network presents the Southern Sports Edition Minute with Jason Bishop, the authority on Southern sports.
This Southern Sports Edition Minute is brought to you by Southeast Georgia Health System. For more information about services and physicians, visit sghs.org. New Brunswick coach Sean Pender will most likely improve the Pirates' offense, but Pender will not have to worry about the defensive side of the ball. As proved, linebacker Sherrod Frazier, who will anchor the BHS defense along with Cam Futch, received another offer this past week. This offer comes from Power 5 Indiana. The offer makes the 11th that Frazier has received. Former Glenn Academy quarterback DJ Dallas, who is now at Miami, was asked to participate in the official recruiting video for the Hurricanes for 2018. Southern Sports Edition Minute is a product of the Bishop Media Sports Network. Follow us on Twitter at SSE Sports and give us a like on Facebook.
Keep up with all your local sports teams at thesouthernsportsedition.com and look for your monthly copy of the Southern Sports Edition.
The game on the Bishop Media Sports Network. Jason Bishop along with Kit Branch. Get your calls in 912-275-7017. What year did the Braves start 13-0? If you know that answer, you can win a $25 gift certificate to Marshside Grill. The number is 912-275-7017. If you give me a right answer on Facebook Live and we don't have a caller that wins, you can take it up with Kip on who gets it.
Okay. You got 33 minutes to call in this show.
This segment brought to you by Mateo's and Sea Palms Coastal Realty. Okay, so you know what? This is something that we don't do a lot of, but we're going to do it today. Drayton, by the way, is a huge Hawks fan. I'm not a big NBA guy, But because Drayton has, you know, creative control over the show as much as I do, he likes to talk Hawks. It's not really something that I want to do. But we do it because Drayton likes the Hawks. Drayton's not here, and somehow we're still talking Hawks.
That's because you wanted to.
Well, it's because they made the playoffs for the 10th straight year, which makes them a dynasty.
No, it doesn't.
According to who?
According to how many banners are hanging from the rafters.
They've got banners for all the playoff appearances.
Well, you shouldn't have banners for that. You only should have banners when you win like a Eastern Conference or a division title or an NBA championship. And I know they have no NBA titles in Atlanta.
They've got a ton of banners hanging.
Oh, yeah. They've won, you know, when Dominique was there, they'd win the division a pretty good bit, lose to the Pistons or the Celtics in the playoffs every year.
I mean, even think about the elite players that have come through during this 10-year stretch. Joe Johnson, Josh Smith.
Okay.
That's all I can think of right now.
Oh, but I can only think of Dominique Wilkins.
But see, that's pre-Hawks dynasty era.
No, that was when the Hawks could have been considered a dynasty in the 80s when they were really, really good.
They're really good now.
The Atlanta Hawks, I think 2 years ago, they number one seed in the Eastern Conference, okay? They win the regular season. They go through the playoffs and run into the Cleveland Cavaliers in the Eastern Conference Finals and get swept. This is the game on Bishop Media Sports Network.
All right, hold on. We'll put you on the air.
I think we have a caller.
Yeah, we do have a caller. All right, so we've got a young lady on the line that thinks that she knows the answer. We haven't had a female winner yet. So yeah. If she's got it, this is going to be a first for the game. Go ahead. You're on with the game.
I'd say it was 1982.
What year did the Braves start 13-0 with a $25 gift certificate from Marshside Grill on the line? And the answer is 1982.
Two.
Correct. You win. Okay, so hang on the line. I'm going to hop off the air. I'm going to talk to you on the phone, get your information, and then you can come by 185 Benedict Road, which is the Golden Isles Broadcasting Studio. Walk up to the young lady at the front. Tell her her name. Tell her your name, and then she'll give you your gift certificate anytime Monday through Friday, 9 to 5.
Awesome.
So we're going to leave Kit Branch to carry the Atlanta Hawk postseason talk.
Okay, so we're talking Atlanta Hawks, and I'm not a big Hawks fan. I think they're going to get beat in this first round by the Washington Wizards. I just think that John Wall is a tremendous player, and the Wizards, you know, they built from the ground up, and I think that the Wizards might could get to the Eastern Conference Finals. And so they got a good team, and the Hawks, you know, they've got good players, Dwight Howard, Hardaway Jr., people like that. And I'm not selling the Hawks short by any means, but they're just one of those teams that just sometimes struggle when they get in the playoffs. Didn't have a great, I would consider regular season, but here they are in the playoffs, and so they're going to try to get past the Wizards in the first round, and I think it's going to be tough sledding. When you look at the NBA playoffs in Eastern Conference, you've got the Boston Celtics and you've got the Cleveland Cavaliers, and I think they're headed for a showdown in the Eastern Conference Finals, and we'll see. In the Western Conference, you got the Golden State Warriors and the San Antonio Spurs that are probably headed for a clash in the Western Conference Finals. But as it relates to the Hawks, I don't think they get out of the first round, Jason.
I can't believe that you made it that long still talking Hawks.
Me either. It was a struggle, brother.
Well, congratulations. This segment brought to you by Express Lube and Alan Tucker. I really am impressed that you did that, because that was a solid 2 minutes.
Yes.
By yourself talking Hawks. How's that feel?
Like having a wisdom tooth removed.
912-275-7017, the number to get your calls in. You can email us, oldschoolthegame.bishopmedia@gmail.com. If you miss any of the show, thesouthernsportsedition.com, it will stream on demand. The trivia question was, what year did the Braves start 13-0? And we had a correct caller, our first female winner ever.
Who was it?
Candy Asbell.
Cool. Well, congratulations.
Are you done? Oh, I thought you were going back in more Hawks talk.
No, I'm done with the Hawks, man.
Okay. Kip says he's done with the Hawks, so we're going to break 3 minutes early because Kip can't do any more Hawks.
Well, we can talk to NBA playoffs if you want to. I mean, it's going to come down in the East to the Celtics or the Cavaliers. And in the West, it's going to be Golden State and the Spurs. That's how it's going to play out. Maybe the Rockets. Who knows if the Rockets get hot and beat San Antonio in the East and Western Conference semis. But nobody's beating Golden State out West. Let me go ahead and reassure you or tell you that nobody is going to beat Golden State in the West. And in the East, Boston, I got a lot of Celtic friends that love those Celtics. But, yeah, they're the number one seed in the East. But Cleveland, when the rubber meets the road, Boston will not be able to beat Cleveland. We'll have a rematch of last 2 years in the finals.
You know, the Hawks are so consistent that it doesn't matter if they have a one seed or a five seed. The same thing is going to happen. And that's the sign of a winner. When you consistently do this, you know what you're going to get from the Hawks. That's how you know it's a good basketball team. Every year, whether it's a one seed, a two seed, a five seed, a seven seed, they're going to do the same exact thing. And so this playoff, they've got the Wizards in the first round. The Hawks are a five seed. If they get by the Wizards, who that would technically be an upset because the Wizards are a four. If they find a way to get by the Wizards, the team that will be greeting them in the next round are the number one seeded Boston Celtics.
Have the Hawks ever beat the Celtics in a playoff series?
Oh, wow.
Have to look that up.
I will.
Yeah.
We'll get our statistician on that.
Yeah, I'm not sure. I know they had trouble with back in the Hawks' glory years of the 80s. I don't think they
beat
the
Celtics.
Which,
by the way, was also the Celtics' glory years.
Yeah, I don't think they beat the Celtics. I remember Dominique and Larry Bird got into a classic scoring match. I think Bird had 48, Dominique had 47, or vice versa, in one of them great playoff games that they had. But the Hawks, they had Dominique and Tree Rollins and some of those guys that just could never get over the hump.
Well, let's play over-under. Give me a number, okay? Or give me over-under. The Hawks are a five seed. If they get to the next round to play the Celtics, who are the one seed, over-under, that the Hawks have a 10% chance of winning that series, over under?
Under.
Under 10%?
Yeah, they're not beating the Celtics.
I'm going over.
Okay.
I'm going to give the Celtics a 30% chance to beat the Celtics.
You're going to give the Hawks a 30% chance to beat the Celtics?
Yeah, is that what I said?
You said Celtics, which is probably if the Hawks beat them, the Celtics will beat themselves.
I meant the Hawks.
Okay.
I like
the
Hawks.
We can make a during the break wager on that.
Hawks and Cavs, baby, Eastern Conference Finals. Hawks and Cavs.
You bumped your head, Jason.
I bump it a lot.
You did. You bumped it this morning if you're in here talking about Hawks in the Eastern Conference Finals. Oh, my goodness.
Hawks and Cavs. That's what I'm doing.
The expert team at Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery, a strategic affiliate of Southeast Georgia Health System, treats athletes of all ages and abilities. Let our board-certified orthopedic surgeons and specialists get you back in the game quickly and safely. Call Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery at 912-466-7340 or visit sghs.org. That's 912-466-7340.
Your business needs to stand out. Your marketing needs to pop. Your brochures and invitations need to send a message. And Watermarks Printing is the mark of excellence. From branding and marketing to traditional and digital printing, Watermarks is your full-service firm with superior customer service, serving all the Golden Isles from our location in Redfern Village on St. Simons. For more information, visit watermarksprinting.com or call 638-1445. Watermarks, the mark of excellence.
The premier Italian restaurant in the Golden Isles is Matteo's. Since 1983, Matteo's has established a reputation for fast and friendly service, a big Italian taste with made-to-order dishes that are made from scratch, and the authenticity Italian lovers rave about. Now look for exclusive offers and coupons you can download from the Matteo's app on iPhone, Android, or from Google Play. Come visit Matteo's next to Publix on Altama. Call for reservations or get your food to go, 912-267-0248.
Second Amendment Firearms Emporium is locally owned and operated by Derek and J.R. Fiveash. All new firearms purchased in 2017 will carry a one-year cleaning service contract. And remember, Second Amendment Firearms Emporium has everything you want or need to protect your home and family. 1240 Chapel Crossing Road across from Fletsy. 912-262-0188 or check them out online at hityourtarget.us. That's hityourtarget.us. When playing on any field, you need a team of professionals behind you to assist with the win. Sea Palms Coastal Realty totally gets this and has the team to get it done. Whether you are buying, selling, or renting, Sea Palms Coastal Realty's team is undefeated. Stop by our St. Simons Island office located in Sea Palms Resort or call us 912-638-6660. And you can always find us online at seapalmscoastalrealty.com. Computer issues? No problem. Let the pros at Network Monkeys take away the stress and get your PC running back to top shape. Whether it be virus removal, custom builds, upgrades, or whatever. If it has to do with a computer, Network Monkeys has you covered. And now Network Monkeys offers tutoring for those of us that are less than tech savvy. 3831 Community Road, 912-466-0906 or online at networkmonkeys.com.
The game on the Bishop Media Sports Network. Jason Bishop, Kit Brandt sitting in for Drayton Hogarth. This segment brought to you by Floors and More and Fox's Pizza downtown. Now that's my favorite. One of my favorites.
I like pizza. There's a lot of good pizza places in Glynn County, by the way.
It's hard to go wrong.
Yeah.
912-275-7017, the number to get your calls in. You can email us thegame.bishopmedia@gmail.com. If you miss any of the show, we'll stream it on demand at thesouthernsportsedition.com. Walk in the coastal outdoors, fishing and hunting. Tell them you listen to the show, and you're going to get a free bag of Bass Assassin plastic worms, $5 value for nothing just because you listen to the show. If it's a good show, it's not that bad of a deal.
Not a bad deal. And plus, you know, if Jason Bishop goes and gets those worms, he probably can catch more bass than Bill Dance, which I highly doubt. You get a Tennessee cap and go fishing.
I'm a good fisherman.
Okay. I believe you.
Truth.
Okay, I believe you.
It's the truth. Huh? Lee's story in the show, Camden County is going to be replacing their broadcast booth. J.C. Outlaw, Lawton Teston are out. J.C. Outlaw has done Camden games for 33 years, Lawton Teston 31 years. And the games next year or this coming year will not be on local radio in Camden. Instead, Camden County Quarterback Club is going to stream them online. And I believe you have to download an app and then pay a fee to watch the games, if I'm not mistaken, per month. And there will be a new broadcast crew from what I'm understanding. Going to be a new broadcast crew down in Camden, new era. J.C. Outlaw, Lawton Teston, and Bruce Peavy, the gentleman that's actually been there for close to 10 years himself, is also gone.
I'm not sure that's set in stone yet. There may be a public backlash down there.
I think there will be a public backlash. I just don't know how far that's going to change anything.
We'll see.
We'll have to see.
Yeah. It'll sort itself out.
It will. Of course, you know, the Camden program hasn't really been world beaters the last couple of years either.
No, but they'll be back. They'll be back.
Trying to get back to as good as they were maybe in the 90s, Jacksonville Jaguars. There's a lot of debate on what they need to do with that pick they've got. I think it's the number four overall pick.
Number four overall pick. I wrote a story on Southern Sports Edition about what I think the Jags need to do. And it's pretty simple, Jason. They need to draft Leonard Fournette from LSU. They need a running back. Okay, they need to take some pressure off of Blake Bortles. They got great wide receivers. Offensive line, they need to bulk it up somehow, free agency or in later rounds in the draft. But Jacksonville's got to have a running back. When Jacksonville was a good football team in the 90s, they had who? Fred Taylor. Remember? Remember Fred? They had a good running back. Had Maurice Jones-Drew. They had good running backs. And, you know, I like T.J. Yeldon. He's a good player at Alabama. but he's not an every down back in the NFL. I think he's a third down back. Leonard Fournette is a running back that you can give 20 to 25 times a game, take pressure off Bortles, establish a running game, then that opens up passing lanes. It's a no-brainer to me. If they don't draft Leonard Fournette with the fourth pick, I'm just be scratching my head.
Here's the interesting thing is just this past week, the Jaguars actually hosted Deshaun Watson. He came down, had a conversation. They gave him a little interview. Of course, if you're not familiar with Deshaun Watson, he plays quarterback at Clemson. And him and Mitch Trubisky are considered the top two quarterback prospects in this draft. One of them is going to get picked number one, probably, by the Cleveland Browns. One of them is going to.
That's just a scary thought in itself. But I think Bortles is a good quarterback. I mean, there's some people out there that may disagree, but Bortles' problem in Jacksonville has been he hasn't been protected very well, and they have no running game, Jason. They have no running game whatsoever. They can't run the football. They've got all this defensive talent stockpiled down there. They're going to have a top five, top 10 defense in the NFL this year. They can't run the football and protect the quarterback, and they have to address that. And they can start by drafting Leonard Fournette. If they don't, then it just makes no sense to me.
I think the debate, most people feel the same way you do, that the answer is running back. And I agree with you. I think if they draft an elite running back, it completely changes the complexion of the offense and therefore changes the complexion of the team. And I think if you draft an elite running back to carry some of the load, Jacksonville automatically overnight goes to a playoff team. Just like that. Snap of the fingers. Just by adding a running back. The problem is, where you're suggesting Leonard Fournette, there are a lot of other folks that are saying they need to draft Dalvin Cook.
Oh, either one. I think Fournette, for what Jacksonville needs to do on offense, I think he's the best choice. And I don't want, people say, well, they picked up Chris Ivory last year in the offseason. Look, Chris Ivory's not a Leonard Fournette or a Dalvin Cook, okay? I think four might be a little bit too high based on all these mock drafts that I've seen on Dalvin Cook, but Fournette's not going to make it out of the top 10. Somebody's going to take Fournette, probably eight. Cam Newton needs a running back. They need running backs in Charlotte. He may not get past that. Jacksonville needs to draft Leonard Fournette. He's their guy. And he's not slow. He's 235 pounds, and he can run a 4.5 40, Jason. And he can carry the ball 20, 25 times a game. You cannot win in the NFL playoffs if you can't run the football. That's a proven fact. The data supports that. Got to be able to run the football in January. And they need a running back terribly in Jacksonville.
This segment brought to you by Second Amendment Gut Emporium, Parkwood Podiatry, and Coconut Kev's. My opinion is that if I had a choice between drafting Leonard Fournette or Dalvin Cook, I'm going to go Leonard Fournette. I know there was a lot made of the lack of vertical that Fournette showed in one of his workouts. I understand all of that, but he's a running back. Him jumping isn't going to be an essential part of his game. And the reason that I like Fournette better than Dalvin Cook, I think Dalvin Cook might have a little more explosiveness in the open field than Fournette does. But Fournette's got a bigger frame. He reminds me, he is built in that Adrian Peterson type mold. I feel like Dalvin Cook's kind of built in the Reggie Bush type mold. And so you look at the careers of the two, Adrian Peterson versus Reggie Bush, which one of those guys have had the better career? That's an easy, easy answer. And so looking at that model and the two guys that you have to pick from, to me, you draft Leonard Fournette and you let somebody else take a chance on Dalvin Cook.
You're right. I mean,
I know. It happens a lot.
235 pounds, and he's fast. Played in the SEC where, SEC is the, defensive line pipeline to the NFL right now. It's not like he's playing against some scrubs every Saturday in the SEC. He's playing against NFL-type caliber talent every week.
And that's another great point, too. Yeah. Leonard Fournette, the worst team that's on their schedule last year might have been Ole Miss. The worst team that's on Dalvin Cook's schedule, Wake Forest.
Exactly.
So that there's a huge difference between Ole Miss and Wake Forest talent-wise.
SEC especially on the defensive side of football, the SEC turns out some NFL. Just you look at the defensive lines on all the elite SEC teams, and it's just stockpiled with future NFLers. It's sick, really, how much talent's out there on the defensive line.
The home for oysters on St. Simons, catch 228. Catch 228 now unveils their extended oyster selection from all over the world. Maine, Canada, Nova Scotia, Prince Edward Island, and more. Also, don't miss Happy Hour, daily specials, Bloody Mary Bar, and an assortment of frozen daiquiris. Catch 228 at the end of Redfern Village, and don't miss Catch 228's 9-year anniversary party on Saturday, May 20th. 228 Redfern Village, 912-634-6228.
Bishop Media Sports Network presents the Southern Sports Edition Minute with Jason Bishop, the authority on Southern sports.
This Southern Sports Edition Minute is brought to you by Southeast Georgia Health System. For more information about services and physicians, visit sghs.org. New Brunswick coach Sean Pender will most likely improve the Pirates' offense, but Pender will not have to worry about the defensive side of the ball. As proved, linebacker Sherrod Frazier, who will anchor the BHS defense along with Cam Futch, received another offer this past week. This offer comes from Power 5 Indiana. The offer makes the 11th that Frazier has received. Former Glenn Academy quarterback DJ Dallas, who is now at Miami, was asked to participate in the official recruiting video for the Hurricanes for 2018. Southern Sports Edition Minute is a product of the Bishop Media Sports Network. Follow us on Twitter at SSE Sports and give us a like on Facebook.
Keep up with all your local sports teams at thesouthernsportsedition.com and look for your monthly copy of the Southern Sports Edition.
All the best furniture brands. Magnolia Home by Joanna Gaines, Ashley Furniture, Universal Furniture, and more. Jessup Furniture has it all. Living room, dining room, home office, and even outdoor furniture. Best service, largest selection, and the absolute best prices in Southeast Georgia. Located on Scranton Road across from Barberitos. Same low prices, same quality furniture, same friendly staff. Same Jessup Furniture you know and love.
The place to have your custom t-shirts made for your business, church group, reunion, or upcoming event? Coconut Kevs. Banners, yard signs, koozies, and so much more. Specialty advertising products? Coconut Kevs is a full-service ad specialty dealer. Located off of Exit 58 and a half mile east next to Dollar General. Monday through Friday, 10 to 6, Saturday, 8 to noon. So get over to Coconut Kevs or give them a call, 912-832-2141. Or find Coconut Kevs on Facebook.
Floors & More is your go-to store for all of your flooring needs. Floors & More is proud to announce they are Brunswick's number one dealer in Cortec waterproof flooring. Also introducing Mount Castle Engineered Hardwood Flooring, European oaks up to 7.5 wide. Floors & More, 4016 Coral Park Drive, off Cypress Mill Road, right past Holloway's Bakery. 912-265-9696 or visit floorsandmorestore.com.
The game on the Bishop Media Sports Network. Jason Bishop along with Kit Branch. You can get your calls in 912-275-7017. Although I'll just admit to you right now, this is the last segment. This is our quick fire segment. So we're going to have a bed playing. So if you call in, I'm not answering the phone. So call in all you want. Thegame.bishopmedia@gmail.com. Now, if you send me an email and it's not garbage, I'll read it online or over the radio from online. But if you send me a garbage email, I get a lot of those. I don't read them. They don't get mentioned. This segment is brought to you by Watermarks Printing and Brunswick Country Club. This is that segment where we have so much to talk about every single week that we don't get to talk about everything. So we go through this quick hit. This is like our quick hitter segment. There was a guy that I used to do radio with up in the Macon area, and every pass that got completed was a quick hitter.
A quick hitter.
Quick hitter. 30-yard gain. It was so funny. All right. So we're going to jump on this segment to where we're going to catch you up on everything as local as we can get in the world of sports. All right. I'll go first. Sherrod Frazier, Brunswick High linebacker. Him and Cam Futch are the two guys on that Brunswick defense
that are going to have monster years. Both of them play linebacker. Both of them are being recruited heavily right now. Cam Futch received his 11th offer. This time it's a Power 5 school, Indiana, out of the Big Ten.
He's a good player, really good player, and he's gonna do special things for whoever he decides to sign with. Jason, former Brunswick High coach Larry Harold, new head coach, Central Macon High School in Macon, Georgia, the Chargers.
Mm-hmm. A AAA school, he inherits a 6-4 program or a 6-4 team from last year. They were 2-4 in the region. Is that okay?
So he's, Coach Harrell's a good man. He's a good man, good Christian man. It just, things didn't work out for him here in Brunswick, but he's a friend of mine, and I really, really hope he does well.
He's a good dude, no question. Yeah. I consider him a friend as well. You know, he didn't get the job done at Brunswick. So, you know, you can say what you want as to why. It doesn't matter. At the end of the day, he didn't get the job done. He didn't live up to the expectations, or the program didn't live up to the expectations that were placed on him after a very successful run by his predecessor, Victor Floyd, and 2 years of subpar years just wasn't good enough. So he goes back to the Macon area, which he's comfortable with. That's where he came from, was Macon County. And he ends up in a region that's not that bad as far as winning games. Yeah, Peach County, which is a juggernaut, is in that region with him. But outside of that, Jackson, Kendrick, Pike, Rutland, and Westside.
They can get in the playoffs.
Yes, they can.
Yeah.
All right. Glenn Academy, congratulations to the baseball team. They won a region championship this past week. Great job by Greg Roberts as far as that baseball program goes. He has stepped in and he completely resurrected that program, which had kind of fallen off a little bit after Chuck Fair retired. And he's done a fantastic job of getting these kids to buy in, coaching these kids up, and he's got a region championship to show for it.
And they go to Richmond Hill, which is not an easy place to go play, Jason. And they beat them 13-1 yesterday in 5 innings. And with Will Bowden on the hill, and, you know, come out, started a game with 5 straight hits, put a 4th spot on Richmond Hill in the top of the first, and then they just blew out the Wildcats.
Yeah. Glenn Academy, we already kind of talked about this a little bit. You know, last year, Glenn Academy went down to Orlando and played the team from Colorado, I believe it was Pomona, that they played. And there was talk about them playing them again this year. We already talked about the Glenn schedule, and if you listened a couple weeks ago, you know that Pomona is not on the schedule. So that game didn't happen, but what Glenn Academy did is they went and found themselves a really tough game anyway, and they replaced them with Tift County.
Yep, they're going to Tifton to play them early in the season, and that will be no cakewalk for the Red Terriers, but Glenn Academy's got a good football team coming back.
The regions will realign next year. The playoff region, which, of course, if you make the playoffs, each region is matched up with another region. They rotate those every year. So Glenn Academy and Brunswick High, who are Region 2, will be matched up with Region 1. So what's that mean? I'm going to let Kip Branch tell you what that means.
That means potential nightmares, because that's probably in Region 1, 6A, it's probably the best top-to-bottom region in the state. You got Valdosta, defending state champions, Northside Warner Robins, you've got Houston County, you've got Lee County, and you've got Coffee County. So what it would mean for maybe a Brunswick or a Glenn that could win the region championship this year, you could be hosting a Coffee County or a Lee County or a Houston County in the first round of the playoffs, and that will not be a picnic, folks.
This segment brought to you by Network Monkeys and Cunningham Jewelers. This is how good that region. There's only 5 teams, right?
Yeah.
And all 5 of those teams are statewide known juggernaut powerhouse programs. Houston County had probably the best quarterback, in the state. Probably at least top 10 quarterback in the country playing for them last year. He went and lit up Northside Warner Robins in a game for like 400 yards through the air. Houston County finished 7-3. And they sat at the house watching the playoffs.
Did not make the playoffs on a 7-3 team with, like you said, a 5-star quarterback.
Who's now at the University of Georgia, of course.
pushing a five-star quarterback who started last year.
Yeah. That's how difficult. It's very realistic that you could be a number one seed and draw a four seed and have that four seed come to your house and beat you.
Here's something scary. Valdosta's got everything coming back. They're going to be good again. They're Valdosta, okay? Won a state championship, who, by the way, I did this show last year, and you tried to tell me that Northgate was going to beat them in the second round. I just wanted to remind you of that again.
But funny, I don't remember that.
Yeah, I'm sure. But Valdosta, what's scary is somebody like an Effingham could go play Valdosta in the first round at Cleveland Field.
Yeah. or a Bradwell. Yeah, that would be fun, which Bradwell got in the playoffs this past year, and you saw what happened to that. Now, hey, by the way, yeah. I just wanted to mention to you, once the NCAA tournament was over, I had a perfect bracket.
I'm sure you did.
I did.
But I picked the champion before the tournament started.
It doesn't matter. My bracket was perfect.
And
I'm
not even a North Carolina fan, but I know enough sports that I knew the Tar Heels were going to win the national championship. Just like Clemson in football last year, by the way. I picked them too.
Every year when I fill out a bracket beforehand, it's ugly. So I just took the stance this year that I was going to fill it out after the games were over, and I ended up with a perfect bracket. I'm the only person I know that can say that.
That was a good championship game.
It was.
Very good.
CBS really had to have those two teams play for ratings' sake, North Carolina Gonzaga, because if it had been Oregon, South Carolina, it would have not been pretty.
CBS had a pretty good week, Jason. They had the final championship game, then they had the Masters. So CBS had a pretty good week, you know?
All right. That's going to do it for us. Next week, Drayton will be back. Kip's going to take a break. And we're going to be right here back on the Bishop Media Sports Network, 10 a.m. every single week, right here.
Hey, Jason Bishop here, and you know what my favorite pizza place in the Golden Isles is? It's Fox's Pizza in downtown Brunswick. My wife and I go in all the time, and we love it. Here's what we do. We order a large deluxe with pepperoni, Italian sausage, green peppers, and onions, and then a large breadstick smothered in mozzarella cheese. Fox's Pizza, downtown Brunswick. Worth the drive from anywhere. 912-265-4490. The secret is out. Coastal Outdoors Fishing and Hunting is your premier outdoorsman store in the Golden Isles. Pecker Wrecker Calls, Obsession Bows, Georgia Boots, Rocky Snake Boots, Harper Super Striker Popping Cork, guns, ammo, rods, reels, frozen bait, fishing supplies, and more. Owned and operated by folks you know. 1957 Glen Avenue, just south of the St. Simon's Causeway in the Old Waves Building. 912-342-7387 or online at CoastalOutdoorsFH.com.
Let's face it, life is busy. Now admit it, you need R&R. Now think of your pool. Does it remind you of being busy or the R&R you need? Well, if you answered busy, let me help you out a little, and I'll make it plain and simple. Have yourself added to Crystal Pool Service's weekly service route, and they will maintain your pool for you. And put it back into perspective. Get your pool back on the R&R side of thinking. Call Crystal Pool Service today, 262-9260. Crystal Pool Service, it's your pool, it's our business.
Your business needs to stand out. Your marketing needs to pop. Your brochures and invitations need to send a message. And Watermark's Printing is the mark of excellence. From branding and marketing to traditional and digital printing, Watermark's is your full-service firm with superior customer service, serving all the Golden Isles from our location in Redfern Village on St. Simons. For more information, visit watermarksprinting.com or call 638-1445. Watermark's, the mark of excellence.
Want to put something special in that Easter basket this year? Cunningham Jewelers has your solution. Cross pendants, many choices from sterling silver to black diamonds, starting at only $30. Also, pearl sets for your mom, daughter, and even baby, starting at $99. Cunningham Jewelers, located in beautiful historic downtown Brunswick. And remember, every girl is looking for that Cunningham bow.
The expert team at Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery, a strategic affiliate of Southeast Georgia Health System, treats athletes of all ages and abilities. Let our board-certified orthopedic surgeons and specialists get you back in the game quickly and safely. Call Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery at 912-466-7340 or visit sghs.org. That's 912-466-7340.